Dear students, today we will be learning a very, very simple poem, the Ball Poem by John Berryman. Don't get confused. The name of the poem is the Ball Poem. So the word poem is there in the title of the poem itself. John Berryman, an American poet and scholar, was born on 25th October 1914. In this particular poem, he highlights the psyches, the psychology of the children and the different aspects where the child faces, particularly the loss of childhood, his dreams. Innocent childhood cannot be brought back, a realization that comes onto the child. Another theme that he highlights is wealth cannot buy life and time. Loss is part of life. We need to stand up to face such losses with courage and determination. And he also goes to the extent of creating awareness in the readers that life is not something to be grieved, but it is something to be lived. So the maturity and the responsibility that each one has to come up with is being the most important aspect of the poem. This particular poem can be interpreted both literally and metaphorically. If taken literally, it's a soulful picture of a little boy's growing up and learning to deal with the loss of the first thing he has ever held dear. But if you take it metaphorically, it's the story of a mankind learning to deal with the loss of their loved ones. The ball for everything that we think is irreplaceable in our lives. It's obvious that anything that is irreplaceable is very valuable to us. And it's our responsibility to take care of those things. People taking away one's ball or one's ball getting lost is a metaphor also referring to death. What's most precious to us is a person whom we love dearly. Hence, we always try to take care of them. But sooner or later, every man must die. For man is a mortal creature. There is nothing we can do to stop this process. And hence, it is something that we must learn to deal with. Loss of a loved one can spell a period of intense grief and depression for some of us. How just like the little boy is brought back to his senses by the sound of the whistle, we must overcome our grief and keep living. So the poet's message is that life goes on despite the death, despite the loss, despite the loved ones, despite the loss of our things that we love. So we slowly move to the explanation of the poem stanza by. What's the boy now who has lost his ball? What is he to do? I saw it go merrily bouncing down the street and then merrily over. There it is in water. It's the first stanza. The poet talks about a boy who has lost his ball. He wants to know about him and his reaction because he has lost it. Further, he asks to himself that what is this boy going to do after he has lost the ball? So the poet has seen the ball going away from the boy. He says that the ball was cheerily jumping up and down in the street. This means that when the ball skipped from the boy's hand, it went into the street and later on it fell into the nearby water. Next lines. No use to say, oh, there are other balls. An ultimate shaking grief fixes the boy as he stands rigid, trembling, staring down all his young days into the harbor where his ball went. I will not intrude on him. A dime, another ball is worthless. Now he senses first responsibility. The poet here says that there is no benefit of consoling the boy by saying that he will get another ball because he has also other balls. He says so because the boy is feeling very sad. He is completely surrounded by sorrow. He is sad because all the memories of the childhood days went down the harbor with the ball. So the poet says that the boy is very sad as the ball which has now gone into the water reminds him of those sweet memories of the times when he owned it. So the loss is unbearable for him and is grief-stricken. The poet says that he can't even tell the boy to take some money from him in order to buy another ball. He says so because the new ball will not bring the sense of belonging to the boy. Further, the poet says that the time has come for the boy to learn the responsibility of taking care of things. Finally, in a world of possessions, people will take balls. Balls will be lost always. Money is external. So he's learning well behind his desperate eyes, the epistemology of loss, how to stand up, knowing what every man must know one day and must know many days how to stand up. Here, the poet means and wants to say that the boy has to learn that in this materialistic world, many of his belongings will be lost. He personifies the ball as the belongings, be it the worldly things or the relationships he is in possession of. So he says that he has to learn to live without them, no matter what. He says no one can buy back such things for him. The poet said so because according to him, money can't buy you everything. Remember, children, money can't buy you everything. If it does buy you some materialist things, still, it will not be able to buy the sense of belongingness. He says that the boy is learning how to stand up against the sense of lost things. This means that the boy is trying to learn the real truth of life, which states that you have to accept the miseries of life and stand up again. This is the truth which everyone has to learn in his or her life. The harsh truth of standing up against the odd miseries of life that everyone has to bear. So this is a short explanation of the poem. Go through the presentation, which also describes the different poetic devices used in the poem, and with a final note on the tone of the poem. It's very somber, very sad, the way in which the poet describes the boy's feelings upon losing the ball. It makes us feel great sympathy for the boy. Even more than that, we can all relate to the experience that the boy is going through. That is perhaps why the poem does not overly depress us, because it's also part of our life. So the resignation that the boy feels can also be felt by us, since loss of any kind, including death, is not something that any man can escape.